Thank you very much.
You know, I was listening to the show this morning, and you had all these great people calling in.
I know.
Which was great.
And I couldn't even talk. I mean, we didn't even get to interview them about anything. They were all just calling in to thank me for having been here for about 4 years now. And I was so touched. Yeah. You know how rare that is?
I know. Usually people are yelling at us that we didn't cover it the right way or didn't ask the right question.
Well, not only that, but in radio, generally, your show ends one day and they say, turn in your card, your cubicle is now
someone
else's.
Or they box it up for you.
That's right. And you're out the door. And so it's rare. And I thank Bonneville, Joel Oxley, and our program director, Lisa Wolf, for, you know, just being absolutely princes and princesses of people. They're just terrific.
Well, and as you were talking about it, my goodness, what an evolution in this radio station when you first started here. It was just, 1,000 watts. It was just a little low frequency, and now this enormous frequency covering the kind of stuff we do.
Because of additions of people like you.
Well, I mean, it's fun. It's been what a great ride. What a great place to do this stuff.
Unbelievable. And I was talking to Mr. Causey about that very thing. Literally. We were on the air at 6 a.m., but no one could hear us. You had to go outside the radio station with a megaphone, and you'd have a better chance of somebody hearing you. And now, I mean, we get international emails from people who pick up the station, and it bounces around. It's just amazing that the station has grown a lot. And the addition, really, of the afternoon show with you and Amy and of Francis Rose's show, In Depth, has really added a lot of dimension to the station. And there's news, not just my departure and going to Deloitte, which I'm very happy about.
Congratulations. Exciting things happening at Deloitte. They've really grown a lot as well.
They are growing tremendously. And the federal practice with, Robin Leinberger, who's the CEO, and Gene Prognow, who's the managing director, they're going great guns. They're doing really good work.
And a lot of people that we've taught, Tom Davis is over there.
Harry Radigy, of course, Tim Young, formerly
with OMB. I mean, a lot of people who have been staples of this station for a long time.
Very, very talented people. It's an honor, really, to go and work there. And I know they're, just going to be easy for me to work with, and they're going to make my job 1,000% easier. So, not that I'm looking for easy, but it never hurts to have talented.
Well,
people.
It'll be nice to wake up with an alarm at 7 o'clock in the morning rather than at what time does your alarm go off?
2:30.
Oh God,
you're just going to bed, right?
How do you do that?
You just grin and bear it because you get to go and you get to talk to people like Tom Temin.
Yeah.
And he's such a gentleman and so knowledgeable. And so it's been a pleasure. And Mr. Causey, I mean, you can't ask for better partners than those guys.
Well, I have to talk
to me about your show and how will that change? Because, we're going to soon announce the new lineup for the morning show.
Yeah, I think they'll do it early next week.
But I think there's some changes coming for your show, too.
Yes. So my friend and colleague for a long time, but certainly for the last 2 years, my show wife, Amy Morris, is going to be going to the morning gig. And this show will be renamed The Dorbeck Insider after my blog. And we're going to have fun and educate people and try and, make sure we're attuned to what people are talking about and, do what we like to do, which is get smart people who can help you solve the problems that you're facing. And we're going to try and help you do your job better. So.
Well, you know what? I have always said that I think of anyone that I have ever met, you have a natural ability to communicate. There's just a lot of skill there. And so having your own show makes a lot of sense. And I think it's going to be very entertaining to listen to.
I have tremendous fun. And I think I'm very lucky I get to do what I do. And I know you share that as well. We like doing what we do. We're passionate about this. And I think that hopefully comes through in some form or fashion.
It does. But that's what makes leaving here bittersweet.
Yeah.
Because when you leave a job you don't like, which I have done in the past,
right.
It's not so
like,
hard.
How
it's
quickly
like,
can we get out?
Yeah. But when you leave a job you like and people that you like, it's much harder. It's a much harder day to experience.
Yeah.
You know you're going on to good things, but you have a little bit of your heart stays with.
Well, and there's the fun thing about this place is there's this us folks who mostly print background, and you and Amy and a whole bunch of you that are radio folks.
Yeah.
And you've been so kind to us because we come in as dumb print people, not really. It's a different medium, and you have to think differently. Mm-hmm. And you've done a wonderful job taking me and the rest of us under your wings and helping us figure out how to do this stuff.
Well, let me just say one thing about that. I think this is the future of media. I think that this kind of amalgamation of print and broadcast is really what it's going to be about, if not about that already. And so this station is really ahead of the curve in terms of really being able to deliver information in an informative way, but not in the same traditional way that big dinosaur media has been doing in the past. That's really over. I mean, it's in the throes of being over. Not that we don't need the reporting and the good information. We still do. But it can't just be these, you know, these queens and kings of broadcasting that disseminate all the news. That's just not the way it is anymore.
Yeah. Recollection over the last 4 years. I know we were talking to Kazi about you earlier, and he was recalling when you guys went down to Guantanamo Bay. That had to been amazing. Amazing trip.
Probably one of the most, it's seared in my memory. I can still remember the trip. I can still remember the prisons and seeing the original prison where the detainees were kept. Mm-hmm. And just seeing that island, as remote and isolated as it is, and yet beautiful.
Yeah.
And, seeing some of the detainees, they did actually, you know, some of those that were in.
And these are bad guys. I mean, no one argues about that. These are bad people.
But the ones that we got to see were the ones in the limited security.
Right.
Facilities. We didn't really get to see any of the people that that are still down there and are still facing trial and
yeah.
all that. It's a dangerous place, and I think that's the thing that really represented the work of the people that are down there, the Navy and all the. Actually, it represents all services. They are there in a very isolated environment, so you know they're really doing hard work for the country.
Jane Norris, congratulations.
Thank you.
This is very. I know you're looking forward to it. I know it's always bittersweet to. But it'll be very exciting.
It's going to be tremendously exciting, and it's going to be exciting for you too. The Dorbeck Insider is born because because I'm moving on to Deloitte. So bravo everyone, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for
doing
this, and thanks for all the help over the years.
Oh, my pleasure.